You've got it tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, and we're now starting to get a better idea of exactly what the return to school will look like for students of all ages across Texas. The bottom line, of course, it's going to look different. I'm not much of a meme person. I don't share them on social media or even like them all that much most of the time. But there was one someone posted in a mom's group I'm in this week that seemed to exactly capture the moment for many. It was Kristen Wiig's face frozen three times in a row in disgust and disbelief from a skit on Saturday Night Live. Under the first one said, starting school in person. The second one was, starting school online. The third, homeschooling. The headline on top was every parent's face right now, but you could also sub that in for every teacher, maybe every superintendent, every student. Of course, there are folks who've been homeschooling for years now with no problem, for example. But if there were ever a one-size-fits-all solution for schooling, there certainly isn't now. Granita Lathan is feeling that pressure. She's interim superintendent for the largest public school system in Texas, Houston ISD. Superintendent Lathan, thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
If you could tell us briefly, what is Houston ISD's plan for school this fall?
Our plan for to open the 2020-21 school year is to operate virtually for the first 6 weeks of the school year and then transition students back face-to-face. But parents will also have the option to choose remote learning for the semester or for the entire school year.
So how did this decision come about? I imagine not quickly or easily.
It was not easy to make the decision to be 100% virtual, but in Harris County and the city of Houston, due to the rising number and the high number of positive cases, you know, you're talking about over 20% positive COVID-19 cases, and just where we are as a community right now, that wasn't the top reason. The second and kind of third, and they actually share the same space, were surveys that we conducted with our parents and our teachers on their comfort level of returning back to face-to-face instruction. We only had 18% of 7,600 teachers that participated in the survey that felt comfortable returning. The numbers for parents were just a little bit more balanced, but I believe it was about 56% that were not comfortable returning. And so all of that was taken into consideration in making the decision to be 100% virtual the first 6 weeks of school.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the cases in Harris County, because I understand Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo just this week recommended that area school districts extend online instruction a little further than you have, at 6 weeks to 8 weeks, something the Texas Education Agency will now allow if school boards approve it. Would you consider extending that window?
Yes, and like I said, that played a factor into knowing that, like I said, we're going to go 6 weeks. We now really have up to 8 weeks. And if we need those 8 weeks, we definitely would put a resolution in front of our school board for approval.
So the end of last school year was really difficult for parents, for teachers, for, you know, school districts, for students. What has Houston learned, and how have you been preparing for another period of online instruction?
I'll tell you the first thing that we've learned, and we actually knew it. We knew it back in 2017 when we experienced Harvey as a city and as a school district, that we have some outstanding members of Team HISD and outstanding members in our community, because we were able to turn on a dime and move from face-to-face instruction to virtual instruction immediately. Lessons learned are that we do need some better systems in place when you think about remote learning. And we've developed an instructional continuity plan that will guide teachers and parents and principals through the virtual process. We've selected various platforms that will be able to assist teachers with their live instruction. We've created a class for parents so that they understand what virtual learning is and how they can assist their child during the time that we are learning virtually.
You know, there's been a lot of discussion about families who don't necessarily have the same access to internet or to, you know, equipment. What difficulties are there, and how are you trying to bridge them?
Well, our goal is to ensure that all of our elementary and middle school students have their own device. We have a program in our high schools called Power Up. And so all 50,000 students, high school students, they have their own device. And so another lesson learned was we needed to be prepared to have devices, like I said, at the elementary and middle school levels. And we've been working to ensure that every child that needs a laptop, Chromebook, or iPad and a hotspot, that they have them when we open on September 8th. And so we're still working on that, just like other school districts across the country. And in our state, we're waiting for our shipments to arrive.
I just wonder, I mean, the weight of a superintendent is always big, but I wonder if this feels like an especially difficult time because the decisions that you make could, you know, worst case scenario involve people's lives and their deaths. I just wonder how you're feeling with that, you know, personally right now.
I mean, and you're right. That is amazing. Like I said, the job is difficult in itself, and then when you add a pandemic in the midst of it, it does make it difficult. And that's another decision that, you know, it weighs on me heavily as I make decisions about reopening or virtual, is not wanting to put any staff member nor student in harm's way. And so it weighs heavily as we look at the statistics as it relates to the positive cases and also the number of deaths that have occurred in our community.
We've been speaking with Granita Lathan. She is interim superintendent for the Houston Independent School District. Superintendent Lathan, thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.